North Korea is reportedly preparing an intercontinental missile for launch. The country has been blowing up explosives underground and launching short-range missiles for the past week while at the same time preparing for ruler Kim Jong-il to be succeeded by his youngest son. That became official today. Analysts say North Korea could have as many as 4 intercontinental missiles. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates took a look at an interceptor rocket based at Fort Greely and announced that the U.S. is ready for any missile threat from North Korea. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The tour included a simulated space battle conducted in a control room not far from the missile silos.
What you stand here?
Three simulated intercontinental missiles come over the horizon, headed for Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle. Simulated interceptors launched from Fort Greely and Vandenberg Air Force Base nailed them.
First threat in the air. Showing impact location of Chicago, Illinois. Recommend engage threat in Chicago, Illinois.
Copy. Weapons engage Chicago with 2 GBIs, 1 Fort Greely, 1 Vandenberg.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates liked what he saw at Greeley.
You are, to a considerable extent, the prisoner of geometry. But I would say that if there were a launch from a rogue state such as North Korea, I have good confidence that we would be able to deal with it.
Both Gates and Senator Mark Begich went out into the windy Fort Greely missile field itself, where one of the clamshell caps lay open, revealing the tip of an interceptor missile. They climbed down the rungs in a chamber next to it, where reporters were not allowed. When he came back out into the wind, Begich was clearly impressed.
How about that?
That was impressive. It's incredible technology, and it's clearly shows we're ready for whatever comes upon us. But it's just a great technology down there, and just to have that explanation gives me, again, reassurance that we have the right defense system here.
It's right enough that the Obama administration budget does not discontinue the missile defense program, but it does trim it down. Gates has zeroed out one technology entirely, and he put a stop to a planned expansion of the Fort Greely missile field to 44 silos. A total of 30 interceptors should be enough, at least for now, he said. He told reporters yesterday that he is still open to expansion in future years.
You know, my decision, my recommendation to the president was for the fiscal year 10 budget. It's not a forever decision. And if capabilities in one of these rogue states should develop faster or in a more worrisome way than anybody anticipates right now, then I think the way is open in the future to add to the number of silos and interceptors up here. But I think the view that the chairman and I had in putting the budget together was that as we look to the next few years, we think that the capability that we have here and in Vandenberg, the two sites together with 30 interceptors, it more than meets the need.
Senator Begich isn't saying how hard he's going to fight to get those 14 silos back. He says it's early in the budget process. Congress gets the final decision, and there are some in Congress who oppose the entire missile defense program. During his campaign, President Obama said the missile defense is good if it works. Gates says he and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff support it, but they want to see a lot more testing. Mark Begich reads that as encouraging, even with the holdup of construction of the new interceptor silo.
But along with that, the other piece that's very important for Alaska is the robust testing. You know, he talked about over $1 billion in research and testing. A portion of that will go to Kodiak Launch Site, because that's where a lot of testing and research is being done, along with other sites across the country. So this is, I think, a very positive sign.
Currently, there are 16 interceptors at Greeley. The proposed budget would continue adding missiles. Gates said he wants to concentrate on developing a better boost phase rocket and on testing. He said in some missile defense programs, the procurement process got ahead of the technology. Now it's time to be sure of what we have.
It doesn't mean we think any less of missile defense. As I've told the Congress, I am a very strong supporter of missile defense, but I think we need to put the money where we can actually get some value out of it.
It's unclear what the range of the new North Korean missile being prepared for launch will be. It's often speculated that it could reach at least the Aleutians and perhaps deeper into Alaska. At Fort Greeley, I'm Steve Heimel.